71? Good? Okay, so this is, like I said, a sicha, part of the project, look at the sichas this week. Page 71. Chelik Zayin, on Pesach. Aleph, to Yom Tov Pesach wird angerufen mit drei Namen, Teren. In Teres Shibachsar wird angerufen Chag HaMatzis. In Nusach HaTfilo hat ein Kewegemen zugegeben, Chag HaPesach Hazeh, Zman Cheruseinu, Gimel. Lashon Hazal, und Hazeh, in Lashon Bnei Adam, wird euch alle sieben, acht Tag angerufen mit dem Namen Chag HaPesach. So, we find in the holiday of Pesach, we have three names. The Torah calls it Chag HaMatzis, which is the festival of Matzis. In davening, we say it's called Zman Cheruseinu, which is the time of our freedom. And the rabbis called it, all 7 or 8 days, Chag Pesach. And this is how it's commonly called. Vishleimar, Azer Yom Tov hat an akuda klolis, und techen ikri, und die akuda anhalt drei nyanim, welche wird ausgedrückt in die drei der Monte nomen. So the general point and fundamental message of the Yom Tov has three parts, which are conveyed by these three names. In other words, Chag HaMatzis, Zman Cheruseinu, and Chag Pesach all have a connection between each other. Yibad Asay Der in Teda, is Eich Teda Heira Kumteis, as the drei nemen, von Zer Yana Beiros, Kumen Leuten Seder von Zer Cheshiva. So, the order of Teda, which we know Teda is also a lesson, it's these three names, and the way they appear in order of their respective have an importance. Zum Ersten kumt der Inyan von Chag HaMatzis. Was ist der Namen von Teres Shibachsar? So the first name, the most important name, is what Teda calls it, Chag HaMatzis, the holiday of Matzis. Danach kumt der Inyan von Zman Cheruseinu. Was ist Matveya, Shitovu Chachamim, Anshik Neses Hagdela, zu sagen es Betzvila. And then you have the name that the Chachamim called it, which is Zman Cheruseinu, time of our freedom. Danach Chag HaMatzis, was ist angenommen der Namen in Lashon Hazal, in Lashon Bnei Adam. This is the common name that the Chachamim and most people call it, is called Pesach, Chag HaPesach. Beis, the Zman Yetzias Mitzrayim is, come I remember, Benavu Sicheskel, Leidas Am Yisrael. The time that the Yidden left Mitzrayim, as the Navi calls it, this is the birth of Am Yisrael. The time was is mitayim in Lashon Leida. Why do we call it? Or nit nor is nit nor al dem at is given the zeit when Yidden seine geworden a folk was das pas zu sagen the half the ich bin ge andere Völker. So when you say this is the time that the Yidden were born, this is the time of the birth of the Jewish nation. So it's not only because that's when the Yidden became a nation, because you could say that on other nations as well. Nor val veren de kafolk zan Yidden durch dem verwandelt geworden in Amatzias, verwandelt geworden in Amatzias Chadashas, because the Yidden, the Jewish people, became a nation, they were transformed into a new entity. The Tachlis of Kavanah and Shlemes from Yitzias Mitzrayim is Man Teda, Commission Emmer, Beitziachas of Mitzrayim, Tavnas Alekim Alahar Azeh. The reason why Hashem, what's the Tachlis, why Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, is, as the Pasuk says, that when you will take the people out of Mitzrayim, you will serve Hashem on this mountain. Was das ist eine von den Bibeln, für was Chagashu ist man man teresenu, wird bestimmt durch Zehlen Sheva Shabbosis von Machar Sapesach. This is one of the reasons why on the day on which we celebrate Shavuos, which is the time of the giving of the Torah, how do we determine that? It's counting 7 weeks from the second day of Pesach. L'hoiris, a Shavuos man teresenu is a hemshech v'nitzias Mitzrayim, leidah sam Yisrael, is to show that Shavuos is a continuation of the of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which Yitzias Mitzrayim, as we said, is the birth of the Jewish nation. Das heißt, what does that mean? Leidas Am Yisrael is verbunden mit dem, was ze waren a Teda folk. Der ganze Mahus von Yidin, euch als a Yochid is Teda, which means that the birth of the Jewish people is becoming a nation, is their entire essential character of the Jews is for Teda. Und die Metzias Chadoshah ist nicht nur der Fahr, was in Golos Mitzrayim seinen Jiden gewinnen, in Aschofel am Matze Biesu und seinen Bemelem Bessal Asam nicht gewinnen, kein Kelim, Öfzen am Teda, weiter ab, seien die Gememte Shari Tumma, ist er Matze gewinnen, benigert zu Tere Kedusha. So, the Jewish people became this new, the Metzias Chadoshah, is not only because they reached such a lowly state in Mitzrayim that they were unfit to receive the Torah. Moreover, since they were in their 49 gates of impurity, they were not immiscible to receive the Torah. Narbar beikam mitzad them, was Torah is etzli amen shashum chem begnuz shgnuz aloch. These in ganzen hechem from Ivraim. And therefore, is by Yidin, which is an lamata, and the two noch in Mitzrayim. Given a davar chadash the gamri as is nit in zeir together. Rather, more importantly, is Torah is the, as we know, this is like the prodigy of Hashem. It's His delight, a hidden treasure that was concealed for you. Torah is entirely beyond the realms of created beings, and for the Yidden and people living down here in this world, living in Mitzrayim, the Torah was too sublime to relate to, and it was basically much. It was beyond the outside gather of a Yidden, of anybody. The mid when Nuzber the dry nemen chag amatzis chag zman chayisenu or chag pesach. So it's direct ois the dry tnuis and dem say the dafke was father zich the uftu tan amesis chadasha. So on this now we can explain the three names chag amatzis zman chayisenu and chag pesach is they amplify three steps in this specific order that allow the Jews to become a new entity. So what's the idea of Mitzrayim? The idea of leaving Mitzrayim is becoming a Metzias Chadasha. How do you become a Metzias Chadasha? Is through Torah. And these three names are going to bring out Chag HaMatzis, Zman Chayisena, and Pesach is going to bring out this idea of becoming a Metzias Chadasha. So the Rebbe says in Gimel, but man das verstehen durch dem, durch der Dogma von dem Seder, wie a Rav learned mit der Talmud, Advar Sechel, zu welche der Talmud allein mit sein eigenem Sechel kann nicht zukommen. Es ist bei ihm Advar Chodesh, nicht weil hat bis nicht gehört, nor weil es ist Hecher von Gedar Sechel shel Talmud. So understand this by the analogy to a teacher which imparts to the student a concept that the student, when he uses his own intellectual capabilities, cannot grasp. Why? This student, this idea from his teacher is a total chiddush, not because the student has been unfamiliar with the idea, but rather because the idea was beyond the student's intellectual capabilities. The erste Sach, man sich bei a Talmud atnuf in Bittl, gemein mir azal, as bei a Talmud chochem, sheyeshul fin rabbi, darf sein sif sevsev, neitvis mar, meridus machmas ema. So the first thing is that we demand from the student that he has to have bittl, he has to have surrender. As the Chacham say, a Talmud Chacham who sits before his teacher, his lips must drip with mir, with like bitterness, out of a sense of reverence. Warum? Mit seiner Keches und Sechel kann nicht aufnehmen dem Sechel Chodesh, weil ist Hecher von seinem Metzies, darf gebittl, nicht Metzies, es hat klir auf dem, weil Loshon Chazal, klir deken machsen. This is machsik. This is because if he uses his own capabilities, his own abilities and intellect, the student will not be able to grasp because he's a metzias. And since it's about him, he's getting in the way of this great intellect. Dafka, when he has the bittul, negating the sense of self, he can become a keli, as the Gemara says, an empty vessel, that's what holds. Kli reken machsik, kli mali enin machsik. That's what the Gemara in Bracha says. So the first thing is, Talmud has to have.
The rabbi has to go down to his level.
Correct, yeah. If the Talmud really wants to understand what the rabbi is saying, the first thing is that he has to have bittul, he has to have surrender. And then, zusammen damit, danach aber muss sich der Talmud mishtadl sein, zu benehmen die Svara, was if them, muss nutzen sein Sechel sein Metzias. And then, afterwards, the student has to exert himself to grasp the concept, and at this stage he has to utilize his intellect and sense of self. Zusammen damit was darf kli reken machzik muss aber sein a kli und a kli shalom mitok in nekev hamavatel. And yes, you have to be a, you have to have bittel, you have to have an empty vessel, but you have to have a vessel, you have to have a kli in order to be machzik. If you're not going to have a kli shalom, then you're not going to be able to hold anything. Und der Rebbe es ist nicht genug die tnuah fin bittel. And therefore, it's not enough just to have the tnuah of and bottle, nor starf sein, the zugetrogenkeit, zu kabal sechel, akli, and makabu machzik. But you have to have, you have to be able to retain what the person or what the rav is saying, So you have to also you have to make yourself a keli that holds and retains what's placed in it. The tachlis von limud is save. So the Talmud Zayin koy inish shadati the Rebbe. When the Rebbe chach, this is in Zayin chach as in begedet zu vashtein dati the Rebbe. Now what's the ultimate? The ultimate is, as it says, that you should come to the understanding of what the Rav says. You should be able to grasp at full what the Rav is saying, even though you're not holding at that level. Was the Rebbe moves the Rav mashpia Zayin dem Talmud asechel mitzumtzum was is be'erech tzum sechel Talmud. That's why the teacher, what he has to do is he has to condense and simplify the lesson in accordance with the student's intellect. And then, obviously, he gives the full depth of the seichel as it's conceived in the teacher's mind. It remains concealed within the condensed version of the idea of the teacher, of the seichel. Darf aber beim Talmud sein dem Tnua zu erreichen von der Medida Vagbala von sein Sechel und aufheben sein Sechel zum Sechel Rab und darf durch dem kann er safe zukommen zu sein Koya dat in der Rabbi was ist ein ganzer Nachher Zug Sechel and the student has to constantly try to break out of the constraints and limitation of his own Sechel, elevating his Sechel to that of his teacher, specifically. In this way, a student will eventually be able to fully grasp his teacher, which we know is an entirely higher sort of intellect than his own. So that's the kavana. So you have to have bittul. You have to have also a kli shalim. There has to be. You can't just say bittul not and put away everything because then you won't understand a thing. And then the ultimate is to come to adaiti deremi, dalit. If them say that now, as fear come to subsessive mar natives mar bittle, or the not tnua to zain akli mitzias kem lechede fregen. Now, this that we're saying that first you have to have the idea of bittle, and afterwards you should forge himself into a keli, an entity. So lechere you can ask a question. The Gemara zogt as Rabbi mekamei the pasuk l'rabbanon amr milsed the chusa botch l'rabbanon l'save yosef ve'emso pasuk b'shmaita. Was from them that men as free darf ufikutan veren dem niftach libum zan akli hero if you can understand the shmaita on erst enough yosef ve'emso yidu bittel. So the Rebbe says that the Gemara says and spatan and Tanya Rabbi or Rava began his lecture. He would say a joke. He would say a humorous remark. And that would cheer his students. And afterwards, he sat in serious earnestness and began his drasha.
Are you saying here that first you have to make a keli and then the bittul?
So that's what the Rebbe is asking. The Rebbe says, as the chero, the student's heart has to be open, which means that he must be made into a keli capable of understanding the teacher. And only afterwards do we demand that it should be aim of b'yira. So the chero, we see that there's a step before the bittul, before the aim of b'yira. The Rebbe says the beer in them, the even from Muslim the Chusav as Darzaim Mekameh the Pasul Rabbanon is nor Achana Klalisim Klalis Limud. We're not talking about the actual limud. We're talking about the preparation to the limud. Thus is our need that tale from them limud. It's not a part of the learning. From them say the Ashpa Gufa, the way that the Ashpa comes. Now under the verter, what does that mean? In other words, thus was the Muslim the Chusav Darf Uftan in them Talmud is need to machin im roi to ufnem them seichel. Now to pale zayin, as is a bechal velen zayin mekabel, zayin mekabel, as zayin seichel bechal zolstein in atnuah from Kabbalah. Rabbi did not engage in this humor in order to enable students to grasp the instructions. Rather, he did so in order to arouse their desire to absorb his teaching, in order that they should bechal want to be have a rutzin to be mekabel hashba. Aber der Jachas für Scheich ist auch zwischen dem Rav und Talmud, was ist verbunden mit der Hashpas HaSeichel zum Talmud, schafft sich erst, wenn Yosef Beimso und Pasach Beschmeitze. The relationship between a teacher and a student, which enabled the teacher to actually relate the Svara to the student, that is Dafka when there's aim of a Yira. Hey, Leit dem Bier, based on this, we could also understand and appreciate this, that what Chazal say, always let the left hand push away and the right hand draw near. was in dem Seder Aloshin is Mashmas, the Eilim Dar Friar Zayin Smol Deichon, the Nach Mimim Mekarevus, which comes out, which implies that the first thing is the left hand has to push away, and then the right hand draws near. When the Adgosha in the Maimer is, Nor, as the Deichon, Dar Ketan Verin, Mitin Smol, Yad Kea, Mekarevus Mitin Yimin, which means that the Chachamim wish to emphasize only that should a person need to push individuals away, and they have to tell him off or chastise him, that the person should push others only with his left, his weaker hand, and draw them near with his right hand. So the Rebbe says, "Kem de dofreg in the chedah." We can ask the same question. Delil vishtim to say them in maimer hanal as mekamei de pasach luhu. Omer milsev dichos atnuof in mekarevus l'sev yosev meimso atnu mehavtet. You can ask the same question. How does this order conform with the other in the above quote that we said before Rabbi would begin his teaching? He would say a humorous remark, which that is an act of drawing near. Afterwards, he said in seriousness, which is the opposite approach. We say, L'olam, you should be small decha. Oy, chesaklaz, imim kedemes, l'smail. Undo, l'smail, freer yimin. Additionally, we have a general rule. The right always given precedence to the left. Why here does the left precede the right? The Rebbe says the kasha is noch starker. The question is even stronger. Following the statement that always the left hand, the Gemara says when dealing with the yetzahara or the inclination towards a procreation or a child or a woman, the left hand should push away the right hand, should draw near. And they're said there by a tinnik is as medarfi mizar zayin tum lainim b'dvarim shem ayavim as they lakatnish shanav. They say there is that by a child, we have to encourage the child with age-appropriate items, something the child will appreciate. Karavet and the chagazim, b'di Rambam is marach in the pirish ha-mishnayis, you have to give him treats. It's the iPhone here. You have to give him things that the child will appreciate. As the Rambam says, you tell a child, read, I'll give you nuts. And as the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos, for sundemis rashtandik, I ba atinik darf kumin de yamin mekarevus far in smol decha. Ovi mizedes b'mochash, as eim is all tzugein, so atinik frir in smol decha, kenes in gansen avek, shtupin fun lernen. So what do we see from here? We see that the child, you have to draw the child first with the right, and it has to come before the left. Because if you're going to use smol decha first, the child will probably become Gansen not interested in learning. I know in camps, you know, the Bachrim, they think that you have to scare the kids the first day. You know, it's like and why do they do it? Because that's how we were taught in camp. And why do they do it? Because that's how they were taught, that you have to use small decha. But Pianal, Sivdal, this is moving. Based on Sivdal, we can explain. The Maimer Leilim Tehei that Zich Nor Vegin Dem V'Yestar Zayin Dem Seder in them Uftan Bepelo Oifin Zulas. When them Seder as Fir Kump Smel Decho Odenach Imi Mekarevus Kanal Siv Gimol and Hey. Because this that you have to have the left hand push refers only to the when you're actually influencing the other person, so you use Smel Decho. So that's a Chabadah. Nid Vegin Di Pula Fin Yimin Mekarevus. Here we're not speaking about the activities where the right draws the near. As if Amir is milsed b'chusa, far talmidim other tzutzuin dem talmud gotem midvarim shem ayvim etzli. Here we're talking about not the actual hashpa, but the preparation before beginning to educate the child, like making a joke or engaging with youngsters by giving them things that they appreciate. Okay, well,
Ois Vov. Kishem vi is fodder zet di dreiktil is bad meren asechel chadish kanal Siv Gimel. As we explained in Siv Gimel, there's three tenuas in learning something new. First, you have to have the bittel, the kli, and then the idea is to get to the actual sechel of the Rav, eventually. So, azei, this is eichem, the culture came, a kavachemer, and it's retzach vegan. Edelin, the ganze Metzius von a Menschen, bis zu machen von ihm Metzius Chadashah. So when it speaks about making a person a new identity. So I'm forced, you need to have these three tenuas. As they laid the altar on Israel, as the Gemara shlemus from them is when tavdin as the Kemalar as a canal sev base for one of the dry nyanim. So how much more so this comes to the birth of Am Yisrael, which when this the Am Yisrael, the leader of Am Yisrael, what is it complete when the Eden come to Mount Tera? So you have to have these three tenuas as well. Aleph, as Eden is can name Tera darf by Zay Zayin Tavdun, and Aved Vigia of Tumavantazan Zay are free to get seer, was his Menagh to Tera, when Tavdun, we have this Ebed, was Tutzan Abed with Bittel Kabbalah. So first thing is, the Yid has to have the idea of Tavlin, of working. And the Aveda Nigia has to be in a way of the Mimavatl Ritzir, which is opposing Tato. And has to be in a way of Tavlin, working like an Evid, like a servant, which has to be totally with Bitlan Kowalsil. Because in order to receive Torah, you have to have the Anasa before the Nishma. However, so that's the first Aveda, the Aveda of Bittul. Base, then you have Lidach Yisa as the Tavdan, Nit in an Eifen, Belechti Messias from the Nid in Adram, as Kuf is the Etzem from Zayn Messias. Then you have the serving, but it's not that you're breaking your own entity, your Messias. It's like Alderech, Dogimus, Rishimming Amil, Zot, as he's a Nit Chaitis, it's like fish. Which, when a person goes to mikveh, a fish, even though fish could be swimming around, or it's not considered a Chatzitza, why? Because a fish is one with the water. So just like a water is not a Chatzitza, a fish as well. But see, in Tera, it's not a Dogimus. So the same thing with a Yid. A Yid's whole Metzias is Tera, it's like a fish in the water. Omi Chazal Zavin, and as Pirkovis says, is as Chazal say that the true person, the person who's really free, is somebody who's learning Tera. Now, Tera is also Avdus. You're working. It's a big Aveda. It's a big Afrais. Well, the Emes Ateva Abriya from Ayin is to turn to the Mitzvah and my Mishnah and then erase the Shabbos Shuskeni. Because the Emes Mitzvah of Ayin, it's what is it created for? Is for Tera Mitzvahs. As it says, my whole creation was all for Tera Mitzvahs. Ben Ayin is need Mekayim Tera Mitzvahs of Chumun Lutzlan. Is Chosh as Eim Zet Ois as there is Frey on Ayach. When I see Eim as a Gringer Rvi Ben Ervot Yom Mekayim Yemen Tera Mitzvahs. Vada Baraz Das Fir Alemen It Al Pitera Mitzvahs Chas Rishom. Sebech vi is fuzz sein emes am he host with teva sein he von a vidas a pelach. Now, when a yid is not mekayim to him, it's just, even though he lechera looks like he's free from his complaint, from his yoke, I'm sorry. And it looks like it's easier for him without the ten emesis, but since when a yid is conducting himself a pitera, since it's on the contrary what his teva and behus is, so that's a vidas haperach. And the Rebbe gives an example. The Gemara says, "Al derech marmer chazal, avidas perach means melechas anoshim lanoshim, melechas anoshim lanoshim." It's like, what is backbreaking labor? The Gemara says, "A seitov, a man doing a woman's avida, like by Mitzrayim, and vice versa. That's backbreaking work. Chashdi melacha is lechira gringer." Says by Anoshim, I have this Perach. I, the a man is doing easier Avodah, he's doing woman's work, but because it's against his nature, for him it's Avodah's Perach. Therefore, it was this is not late Zeri Gilas Tebla, because it's not according to their nature. Dafka when it says the Tavdon is an Emes of Mechira. Dafka when he works, then this is considered Emes of Mechira. Then you have, so that's the second Tenuah. It's not to be Mevatel the Metzias, but to bring Tera Mitzvahs, which is your entire Tera Mitzvahs. Liam Gimel durch meinen Täter hat sich aufgetan, als Schinne schrieb er in den Jeden. Das ist der Tal von den Jeden, was der Chere an Avedem, mit dem Ragbol, lehnt der Ragbol, von der Zahm Metzies, ist mit dem Jusse an Avedem, was er verbunden mit dem Nesra, der Mille Erche von dem Ragbol. Then you have, through mein Täter, accomplished a Schinne schrieb er bei Jeden, which is not connected, which is not limited by because it's connected to Teira Mitzvahs, which is higher than any limitation. Now, the Rebbe says in page 76, and thus Zayin the Drei Nevin. These are the three names of Pesach. You have Matzah, Melcher, Sinim, and Chagah Pesach. What does that mean? Matzah, Vais, the Bittel, Hedda, Hagbah, Vis, Nasas. So, Matzah shows on nullification, the opposite of arrogance. Chersinu weist, wie der Bittel wird aufgenommen in der Metzies von Aiden bei Efen, als es hört sich an in dem den Emes Inge von Chers Kanal und er hat in dem a Geschmack. So first thing you have is the Matzah, which is the Bittel. Then you have the Chersinu, the freedom, which shows that the Bittel of a Yid accomplished the Metzies by the Metzies of the Yid. The what's his Hershenu is Teda. Pesach is Lashon Diluk, and Pesach is from the terminology of skipping over. The Diluk Shleiber Edach was this. You had a Muzayim by Yidin. Inside the Diluk Shleiber Edach was the Kumu Mamayla by Yitzis Mitzrayim on Teda. The Tzuru Arizgit from Zerag Bolas, the Tzuru Kumu Tzudas was the Shleiber Edach Hefefenzig. And then you have the way of what's Pesach. Pesach means skipping over. There's a skipping over Shleida for Erech the Aveda, which that's higher than any Hagbalas to come, because through a person's Bittul, then connecting with his Metzias HaTeira, he's able to get the level much higher. Shleida for Erech. Zayin, any from the Heidos, the fun, and Avedis Hashem, what's one of the Avedos? One of the Heidos. It's just Aveda, because of research, it is Yidon Kabbalas, so Avedis Eved. When the Aveda daf litketon veren with Asos has shown much fruit of Ribbal, as Bam Klon Tzadikim, no. The Rishas Aveda, we could research, as we know, is Kabbalah Sov and Sevet. But not in the way of Asos and breaking. Sidon had Uvgit Shtilt, a Mesach of Mavel Mechidzov is Damol Star for Friar. So Rechon Zeh, the Shabar Klippa, so they should sleep in Riris Nashi. If a person has put up like a barrier between him and the Eibishter Rachman Alatzan, she has to break it. He has to break the clippers, like the Alpha says in Tanya. The Lushim is Avatsman, the Tate Shvita. When it comes to the holiness, there's no breaking. Thus was there, Dav Zayn de Tenua. When we read this, we'll leave Yishma, but Rachman Amuch is Mitzad Aguf and Nevesh Bahamas. If there has to be any breaking, that's only Mitzad, the animal soul. Zayn is Shilch HaFashom Ala Odom. Zayn is the Leib Nishma, but it is Nafshari and Nefesh from Gurus Kedushas Mervatal Zereshtitu. Because when they are Chasrashon ruling over their person, so that's Mervatal Mitzad HaNefesh HaLikis Tokhe Shvira Mitzad HaNefesh HaLikis, there's no breaking nor simcha. As if the Hezber and them Sipper Maltadem is given as Zilber Ne Tabak Pushka on a deck. Al Rebbe had like a snuff box, which didn't have a cover on it. Well, then, Glanzekin Dekel, Al Rebbe genutzt, if to Mechavas and Sol Shemadesh, as is all Zayn Punkt Nimitin. So Al Rebbe used that like a mirror to make sure that his Tvel Shabinif is Mamash in the middle of the head, between the eyes. Shas Mehot Vegen Dem, Gret Befeatsa Mevzadik, Ois Dricken Dik. Zich, as Alter Rebbe had opgebrochen the deckel from the Pushka. So when they were speaking with the Samachsedek that Alter Rebbe broke the Pushka, the Samachsedek of them gesehen, is out as the Zedis Ingen is not given to breath. The Alter Rebbe doesn't break things. Is not gebrochen. And Mastama is the deckel given mechubit to the Pushka mitachot. He says, Mustamal, this snuff box had like a hinge or something that connected it, and that's what he took off. Okay, da seemingly Friede, wenn der Alte Rebbe wird aufgebrochen im Deckel, ist es doch gewähnt, dass Shem kiem mit Zuss. Und jeder hat ihn für Schwede für sich. Na, even if der Alte Rebbe so broke it, it's all breaking for the Shem mit Zuss. So what's the big deal? Aber der Ingen in dem ist, der Kedushum sagt, Atma ist übrig auf jeden Tag in ihn für Schwede. But when it comes to Kedushum, there's no Ingen of breaking. The fire is right. So what's the gewähnt, Borer, als der Alte Rebbe hat sicher nicht aufgebracht in dem Deckel. So der Alte Rebbe was certain that, that someone said it was certain, Al-Tareb didn't break. And the river after Bittal Kabal Sil was Monsig, as the issues are with and they are with it, for never shall the case go for it. Then I'm like a schmack and a chai is wissing, because this is the MS of Chedus and it's just for me. And that's why, when it comes to the Bittal Kabal Sil, inside the never shall the case, everything has to be done with a schmack of the chai is, knowing that the MS of Chedus of a Yid, of a Yid is Tareb.